Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On the Jersey Shore, residents of the Long Beach Island want to close the bridge that connects them to the mainland, except to year-long residents. There are now 10,000 signatures on a petition demanding that Massachusetts close the bridges to Cape Cod. Short-term rentals have been curtailed in Truckee, California, outside Reno, Nevada. And in Vinyl Haven, Maine, things got nasty when some residents felled a tree across a road to stop outsiders they thought might have COVID-19. Vacation destinations have had it. They're telling people fleeing COVID-19 for second homes or rentals, stay away. And now in Moab, Utah, the hip desert magnet for mountain bikers and kayakers, gateway to the Canyonlands and Arches National Parks, town officials have a request. Emily Niehaus is mayor. Mayor Niehaus, some of the flow to Moab was stopped when those parks were closed. Your governor asked residents to stay at home as COVID-19 was appearing up north at ski resorts. But you're now saying no rentals at all?
That's correct. In fact, it was 2 weeks ago when we started seeing the cases spike in ski resorts. As we were seeing the effect of the coronavirus on their communities, my health department came out with an order saying all lodging, so that's hotels, Airbnbs, camping, and dispersed camping, was shut down.
Wow. Some small towns are saying people were coming in and buying the limited resources that these towns had for winter residents. Are you seeing that as well as having a fear that people will bring in the COVID-19?
Absolutely. We're a city of 5,000 people, so we're very, very small. And people thought that their social distancing hack would be to come and camp in Moab. All of a sudden, the toilet paper was gone from our shelves and other kind of essential sundries were going missing. But then bigger and more importantly, when people come to Moab, they go mountain biking, they go rock climbing, they engage in risky, amazing recreation. But sometimes that risky recreation lands you in the hospital. And right now, our medical professionals are really wanting to stay focused on treating COVID-19 patients. And so a broken arm is kind of a monkey wrench in our system. So let's not be epic right now. We do not want to land in the hospital.
You still sound like the mayor of Moab. Let's not be epic right now. Well, we're seeing, too, that Greene County, which is north of New York City in the Catskills, is warning people, this is a large rural county. We don't have a hospital. You know, if something happens to you up here, if you get COVID-19, we can't care for you. You do have a hospital. Do you have any COVID-19 in your area?
We do have one confirmed case. We are celebrating the fact that we are not seeing a spike because we have been preventative, unlike the ski resorts that were, you know, forced to be reactive because it sort of happened during their season. COVID-19 spread kind of just as Moab was waking up from the winter. And so we've just been very lucky to flatten our curve as much as we can through our health department's order. But I just want to say, I get it. I get wanting to not stay in an apartment in a very urban area. I get why people are retreating to second homes. But if we think about the best care we can provide for ourselves, if we were to be infected by the coronavirus, the best care is going to be given at an individual's home community. That's where you will be the most safe. And we will be the most safe in our gateway communities. And when this is all over, please come on down, visit us in Moab.
Just a bit about the economics. We're reading about Dan Mick, owner of Dan Mick's Guided Tours. He says you can shoot a cannonball down Main Street there in Moab right now. There's just nobody there. And he could stand to lose $100,000. This is going to be a hit for Moab.
Absolutely. Businesses depend on March and April income because Moab is just amazing in the springtime. Most businesses say, all right, well, we can figure out how to get through 2 months, right? Maybe there's an SBA loan. Maybe with this new CARES package, there's the resource that they need as an individual or a business to get through 2 months. But for Moab, we depend on the revenue from our spring visitation. So it's a big hit. You know, right now we're in financial shock, and then we're probably going to find ourselves in financial spiral. So again, stay home now, but please come to Moab when this blows over.
How far are you willing to go? Is this something, I mean, are you going to arrest people? The historians talk about, I think it was Gunnison, Colorado, in the 1918 flu pandemic, which residents barred the town. They, you know, they came out with shotguns, kept people out. They also kept the flu out. So how far are you going to go there in Utah? Not guns, but
well,
I mean,
we are still the wild, wild west out here. So I wouldn't put it past.
Will you arrest people? Yeah.
We are a valley. There is one entrance from the south and one entrance from the north. I'm not going to say that the shotguns won't come out because it is still the wild, wild west when things get real out here. But what we've been also trying to do is really message our story, stay home and stay healthy, and we'll all get through this together, and then we'll see each other on the other side.
Well, you definitely can count me in. That's Mayor Emily Niehaus, Mayor of Moab, Utah. Mayor Niehaus, thanks so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, she's not alone. The mayor of beautiful Traverse City in northern Michigan is telling Chicagoans, don't fly your private jets here. North Carolina's Outer Banks have barred non-residents. Red Horse Market in East Hampton says they've had to tell personal shoppers buying for summer folks, hey, you're taking too much. Don't hoard. Do you live in a destination city? Are you going through this? Maybe you have a second home and want to use it? Thoughts are welcome here and now.org.